Export Finance Today from Standard Chartered.
Hello and welcome to Export Finance Today, the podcast series from Standard Chartered about export finance and its impact on economies and society. I'm your host, Chloe Tilley, and each episode we'll be joined by expert guests for their specialist insight into our theme. This time, we're looking at the single largest private investment in the history of Senegal in Africa. Well, joining me now to discuss this is Paul Sylvain Diop, underwriter from MIGA, the Multilateral Investment Guarantee Agency. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Chloe.
And also with us is Sujit Hav Sarangi, Executive Director, Project and Export Finance at Standard Chartered. Hi there.
Hi there. Hi, Chloe.
It's great to have you both with us. And Paul, just briefly, before we start, can you outline what MIGA does?
Yes. So MIGA is a member of the World Bank Group. Our mandate is to promote cross-border investments in developing countries by providing political risk insurance and credit enhancement guarantees to the private sector, in this case, equity investors and lenders.
Well, thank you for explaining that. Now, Senegal has huge plans to build a brand new port at Ndéan, along with the investment in the existing port of Dakar. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But first, Sujit Hav, could you give us a quick overview of Standard Chartered's work in Senegal to date?
In terms of Senegal and Standard Chartered's presence, as you know, we are an emerging market-focused bank, essentially Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Senegal is a very key market for us in sub-Saharan Africa. We have done most of their Eurobond issuances. Further, we have also financed, for instance, the Jumianji development, which is the alternate capital they are building to the city of Dakar because of the congestion. We have also financed various mobile clinics and firefighting trucks and equipments because there was a fire incident in the old Dakar. So very close relationship with the government, and we have done a number of landmark transactions for them.
So looking at this new investment now, tell us how much is it and what will this financing enable the Senegalese government to do?
So this is about 400 million euros, and this is essentially to refinance government's equity stake in the port of Dakar. So government has in the past invested in this and had a much smaller stake, which has now been increased with the financing which has been provided. And most importantly, I think what we provided here is a very competitively priced longer tenor financing. What it means is that now with this relatively cheaper priced financing which they have procured, they can refinancing the shorter tenor, more expensive financing which they had taken in the past. And hence, it frees up their resources to be able to invest in other social development projects.
Paul, I want to bring you back in because this is a milestone investment for Senegal, enabling them to commence delayed construction of the $1.1 billion Ndéan deepwater port built in partnership with DP World. What impact will this facility have on Senegal's people and also its economy?
Chloe, this is a very important project for the government because I believe it will help unlock cost-effective and more sustainable funding. The government has been implementing over the past decade a holistic strategy of urban decentralization centered around large transportation and infrastructure projects. The port plays an important part in the country's economy. Senegal is, in particular, Dakar, at the westernmost point of Africa. That gives essentially the project a strategic advantage to become a regional hub linking Africa to the rest of the world. The second impact is obviously the ability through the increase in equity ownership to increase the government's potential economic windfalls from the port, notably through dividends. Another impact is also the ability of the government to pursue its strategic, sovereign, and port sector priorities. And then finally, the operation is going to be very interesting in the sense of potentially allowing the government to increase the level of Senegalese private sector participation as the government intends, in line with the PPP law, to later on sell down a part of its shares to the local insurance companies, banks, and equity investors.
And I understand this guarantee signing is something, well, of a milestone project for MIGA.
Absolutely. So the guarantee will actually be our project number 1000. And coincidentally, the year when we are signing it is the 35th anniversary of the agency. So we were very pleased to be associated with this operation. And as part of the closing, we reached out to both our partner clients, Standard Chartered, and other banks participating in the transaction, as well as the government, to celebrate this important milestone.
Absolutely. Congratulations. So Jitav, I wonder if you could talk to us a little bit about the loan, the length of the loan and the benefits of this.
This is one of the probably longest tenor loans that we have done. It has a door-to-door tenor of 18 years with a very robust moratorium period included as well for the government to benefit from. And as I alluded to earlier, what it allows for is the government to reduce its financing cost, because all these had been done with shorter tenor financing, more expensive financing. So it just frees up government's resources, you know, to invest in other projects and to do more. And this project, as also outlined by Paul, is very important for the government of Senegal, priority project for the government and the president, and it just enables much more job creation and boost to the economy.
Paul, this is clearly an important transaction for all concerned, particularly when we bear in mind that the World Bank maintains that poor infrastructure in parts of Africa reduces national economic growth by 2 percentage points annually. So more broadly, can you tell us how will the benefits of this investment be felt across Africa?
Yes, so across Africa, in terms of probably demonstration effect, in terms of what can be achieved by putting ideas and capital and coming across with the right structure to deploy foreign direct investment. But more importantly, I think the effect will be felt within the region, because as I had just mentioned, the port plays an important role in foreign trade in Western Africa. Basically, there is an element of regional integration and trade facilitation, because, as you may know, a lot of the imports of countries such as Mali actually do transit through this port. So the ability of the port to mobilize resources in order to secure its growth will be obviously critical to enhancing that integration.
And finally, Sujitav, how can Standard Chartered's partnership with MIGA on this occasion inspire support for other infrastructure investments in developing markets in the future?
For us, MIGA is a very important partner. We have done several transactions with them. We are also one of the largest guarantee holders. So because of the nature of the bank, as we work in these frontier markets, we do look for, as and when possible, support from these agencies to be able to provide competitively priced financing. I think that is something which we would want to demonstrate and showcase to other sovereigns in the region as well. The MIGA guarantee enables credit substitution and, you know, just enables us to provide a very competitively priced financing at the end. So this is a landmark transaction, and we are showing this to many other sovereigns in the region in the hope that it will be replicated. And we honestly hope that it will be the case.
Well, that's all we've got time for on this podcast. Really interesting to hear about this important investment. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chloe.
And Sujitav, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Chloe.
Well, do join us again soon when we'll continue to look at export finance and its impact on economies and society. And please do remember to subscribe to this series so you won't miss an episode. From me, Chloe Tilley, Paul Sylvain Diop and Sujitav Sarangi, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Export Finance Today, back soon.